I think that story of the Times should cause everybody here great concerns. I understand what happens in the domestic stuff, how they can hear us when you hear it, and then there, but it could be, anyway, I start to hear split, you know, we get into that, but really only short-term, other matters later, what I mean is a campaign, yeah. They'll pull out, drag out this and that, but most people just, just whine around.
Oh, and then,
yeah, that, it's much crap. Also, that's the most, unbelievable thing, you know, that's treasonable. Due to the fact that it's 80% and it really is classified documents. God, you remember how much we got in his case? A few little monk concealers slipping little stuff for one guy and here's old. But turns the whole end, this turns over the enemy and puts the whole damn thing right out there in the paper. I am concerned about Henry's staff still, you know, I don't have a confidence because I haven't mentioned how here was just got McGill
over at Murray, I mean that
GL,
yeah, I know, Brookings,
over at Brookings, because I
knew he had all these files.
This is the thing, why did we go get him?
Well, remember I talked to you about that a year ago. Tom Houston was all alarmed, was in here and said they have all this file and everything. They've got it over at Brookings. They've moved it out of the Defense Department, copies out of the Defense Pentagon, took the whole file over there. And he argued, and we had some discussions about it. He argued that what we should do is send some people in on a routine, they have a secure safe over there to hold this stuff in. Move some people in on a routine security check, find the stuff in it, and confiscate it, and walk out. And, why they really would thought, I don't know. But here shows, I'm not sure, as a matter of fact, that this is precisely the same material. There is other material there, too.
This must be a very
Now, but there's a lot of copies of this, and there's some other stuff that there are only three copies of, one of which is over at Brookings, according to Houston. Houston is an alarmist, but Dick Allen was an alarmist when he said we got to cut out Simington's investigation. I think there's some problem. We didn't do that.
And we've been hurried to one.
We've been hurt badly by it.
We have.
Miami
has been wrong. There's another that's involved. This is Halpern.
That's right. Halpern and Sam Gale have been working together.
How much does Halpern know? What kind of does he know about the magistrate?
I'm not sure.
Henry talks to him a lot. Well, I think he did a bit in talk to him before he's doing four years staff and you hired him. That's just four times as great on county first leave you'll need before you can see not a transmitter.
No, the way to get him on that is just to remind him who he took with him to Paris.
Lake.
And is he really happy that Tony Lake is not
sitting there right at the range?
Well, plus, and it's more dangerous now, mind you, it wasn't as dangerous when he was working for Muskie as it is now, because now he's out of a job. Therefore, I'm sure he wouldn't leak it. He wouldn't use that information. Well, bullshit. You know, if you don't know something about Bob,
he knows how things are. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember, he told him, so he was very bright. And he thought he was on the brightest guy we've got. He can't make me fire. And that's right. We finally did.
That's right.
And he was honorable. He was honorable. And he was gullible. Remember, Edgar Hoover was right on him. Remember, he was one that put a finger on him.
Well, the folks showed that.
Yeah.
The taxes showed that.
Now, from the other end of the time, it was a bastard. He's been a bastard for years. He got this stuff, and you know, they...
Working on it a long time. Klein says the team that's on it has been on... he's checked back now, but the team that's been on leave or has been submerged for 3 months.
Yeah. Boy, if I were a publisher of a big, that's great newspaper, I would print this stuff. I'm buying top secret information.
I don't understand why we don't. I understand, I mean, hey, yeah. Cousin, we've got to not react at all.
I'm sure of that.
But what's the use of the classification system? Why the hell do we classify anything if a newspaper feels no compunctions about printing it?
That's when we react. Let me say that we'll get the war thing when we get it done. Then I think the thing to do is to see there's a, get it put down, find out what the statute of limitations are. I think there's plenty long on this sort of thing. I think we can do much there. But the statute of limitations is a year. And we've got a year. I know it's being shorter than that. And we just go in and put the subpoena all these bastards and bring the case and just give it now. I was heard about Bobby Henry's staff and his people, you know. I said, he went over and talked to Brody Stephen himself. I warned him about it. I said, Henry, don't go over there. You know, I said, there are those people, that's the Democratic National Committee. There, John, we don't have one friend in Brody's spot. Now, would you please remind George Schultz? Charles Schultz is the guy at Perkins. You understand? So do you still want Charles Schultz around? They play the game that way, Bob. They are a bunch of bastards. They'll lie, cheat, anything. And then squeal what somebody else does. See, basically that's what gets back in the whole his syndrome. The intellectual all of that is because basically they have no morals.
But listening to it is clear, it seems to me, it hurts us in that it puts the war back up into a higher attention level, but the facts in it
hurt the other side.
Don't hurt us politically so much, they hurt the others. But what they really hurt, and this is what the intellectuals and why the motivation of the times must be, is it hurts the government. What it says is, Rumsfeld was making this point this morning, what it says is to the ordinary guy, all this is a bunch of gobbledygook. But out of the gobbledygook comes a very clear thing, which is you can't trust the government, you can't believe what they say, and you can't rely on their judgment. And the implicit infallibility of presidents, which has been an accepted thing in America, is badly hurt by this, because it shows that people do things the president wants to do, even though it's wrong, and the president can be wrong.
And I would have gone for granted. I suppose all the elements of Roosevelt's involvement in the communist World War II era came out. You know, he knew what was happening. He did it deliberately. And the Pearl Harbor thing was undoubtedly.
Well, you had that one article by that admiral, what's his name, that U.S. News carried that told that whole story, and there was, but it was never official. It could be discredited because it was just one guy's testimony. This stuff is out of official files. You can't discredit this stuff.
Well, so much for that. The story's out. There's nothing you can do about it. I guess.
My feeling is that we shouldn't, at least Haig's urging was that we shouldn't do anything about it.
Why?
Until we know what, see what we've got, and that by doing anything we would only escalate it more.
I think he's right.
It would be interesting to see now how the other papers and the TV and all pick this up, but I can't imagine they're going to
be lying to it.
I would think they'd be doing white papers on it and everybody would leak into it. I mean, Christ, it's just grist for the mill that won't quit.
We're interested in the union we are in the weapons and press, because
the other interesting thing would be to see what the Times decides to print and what they don't. They picked an interesting time, and chronologically they didn't start at the beginning. They chronologically started at Tompkin, and it's interesting to contemplate why. Beginning stuff is all there.
I mean, the Kennedy guy. They won't do anything. Well, the league have got to be covered with regard to our own relations with the Congress. I just feel that when you've got a paper that will be this irresponsible goddamn, don't give him anything. And we talk to that damn Jew, Frankel, all the time. He's bad. You know, don't give him anything. I don't want anything that obvious. I just want to cool with those damn people because of their disloyalty to the country.
you could justify, say, a Goldwater trying to go after Johnson for line before 64 is going to lose money too. See, there's play, like, this is a, it makes Johnson look terrible.
Johnson and Roscow end up
pretty bad.
Oh, disaster.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you could go to Carson, but that is what they're doing. This is a bunch of goddamn left wingers who are trying to destroy everything.
Because of that, there's going to be, a wash that runs through here that will say that we put it out in an attempt to
fully finish off.
Yeah. And service, the apparent damage here is not to us, it's to the, Democrats.
Yeah.
But the real damage is...
Well, I'll tell you what to do. I don't agree with these little boys around here. I mean, your staff doesn't know anything about the excitement spot. You know what I mean? They have the intentions, but not the judgment. You just have their true enough. Tell you what I want to get the story out of y'all right away. Get a college juice. I want that out. That's the way to kill the other. You understand how to do that? Just say, I mean, get juices. Get all the facts together. Get you can to get the story. Get last deep right. Or anybody else should get it right. They don't need to worry. Most of us, but you know, anybody that doesn't make it to get that story out now. That's what they have. And charge Brookings. Let's get Brookings involved in this. Get Brookings involved. Another way to do it, rather than having to do that, is have a senator in his speech and Senate floor. He's privileged. And charge the whole thing. See? That might be better than have a call.
Senator, but that's
anybody is all right to do it except Goldwater and Durham.
Goldwater to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, we look at you.
I want Gold to be used. Anybody else? But let's have a little fun. Congressman is all right on this one. Go ahead and be a senator. I just want to do it, man. It's all man. It has to be done. That's a small perfect job. Small amount. And the way to do it is through a speech, probably better than an art than a column. See, they can talk in forum service. They can't be sued. Charge and Gill, use his name, have the information. He's agent. I should be bargaining. See. And you got use him to see around. Alright, put it to work. Now, on the other hand, when you talk to Hague about, yeah, the staff situation over there, Hague has got to remember nothing. We've got to watch. We've got all our papers and things. Now, we have, they have reruns of the wedding and